And now, Hot Topics.
Hot Topics this morning brings Blaine from Starbase into the studio with us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I can't complain. It's a Thursday, and it's going to get cold, and it's going to snow.
You know, I'm one of those weird people. I'm looking forward to the cold because it's going to put ice on the lakes, and that just means more ice fishing.
Oh, you're an ice fisher guy.
I'd love to get out. Actually, up at Starbase, I go by Hobbs. We all go by call signs.
Uh-huh.
And I tell the kids I go by Hobbs because I have so many hobbies.
Uh-huh.
And so I shorten it to Hobbs, and I tell them one of those hobbies is ice fishing.
Nice.
So I'm actually looking forward to the cold.
Have you been out at all yet?
I've been out once this year.
Okay, yeah. And did you do okay?
Yeah, we did well. We went over to East Fork Reservoir by Lewistown and went and caught a bunch of perch. My daughter was home from college, and it was her first ice fishing experience, so I wanted to take her someplace where I knew she'd catch some fish, and she did. So
right on.
It was a lot of fun.
Good deal. Well, be safe out there when you go. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Speaking of Starbase, that's what you're going to talk about this morning. What do you got going on?
Well, we got a lot of things going on, and I want to just kind of give an update of what the program is, what we do. I still run into people around the community, and I tell them I work at Starbase, and there's still people out there that aren't quite sure what Starbase is. So we just kind of want to let them know what it is, what we do, and then give some updates of what we have going on. So first of all, Starbase has been around since the early 90s, but we've had two in Montana since the 2000s. Fort Harrison and Helena has one. They started in 2007, and we started ours here in Great Falls in 2011. And kind of a big milestone, we're approaching almost 30,000 students served between the two programs. So pretty cool. Some of the new things that we've been doing is we're starting to get out into our surrounding communities more. We did an outreach with Cascade students earlier this fall, and we're going to do one with Dutton Brady later on this spring, as well as we have an upcoming event out at the Malmstrom Library on April 12th. And then we're also going to be involved with the STEM night over at Lincoln Elementary on March 11th. And then for those people that don't know, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's what we are. We're a STEM program. STEAM, actually, we've added the A into it for art. And we serve every fifth grader in Great Falls. They come up to us and we do all kinds of fun things, including seeing the C-130, which we get to do today with our students from Mountain View. Miss Brewer's class from Mountain View is visiting us this week, and they've been an amazing group all week so far.
Awesome. That's I wish they had that when I was in school. They may have, but we didn't have that program because I went to a little tiny town. But still, that is so cool that these kids get a chance to experience that. And maybe it puts a little bit of something into their head, like, hey, you know, I might be interested in something like this later on.
Absolutely. We actually do a survey with high school students and ask them about their Starbase experience all the way back in fifth grade. And over 90% of the students we survey say that they look back at their Starbase experience as a highlight of their elementary years, which when you think it's only a five-day program, and that's one of the highlights from all of elementary, and about 25% of those students say that they have went into some type of STEM-related field or plan to, because they're still in high school, they plan to, because of their experience at Starbase. So it is a very powerful program, and that's the point of the program. We're trying to show kids what's available out there. So when the kids leave our program as fifth graders, then we have the advanced program. Shannon McInerney was here with me last time. She wasn't able to make it in this morning, but she runs five advanced programs for middle schoolers, and she has our first rural program currently going on out in Fairfield. She wrapped up one in West earlier this fall, and then she has another one starting up at Chief Joe here in a couple weeks.
That's amazing. From what I understand, the parents really don't need to get involved a lot or can get involved, but I mean, this is all through the schools, right?
Yeah, it's all through the schools. It's all funded by the Department of Defense. So this is just an opportunity that every fifth grade student here in Great Falls gets to participate in. And then, like I mentioned, with Shannon's advanced program, they can continue that in sixth grade. So if there's a parent of a sixth grade student out there or a sixth grade student themselves listening, there should have been a flyer that went home in their Wednesday envelopes telling them about the program that starts at Chief Joe. They don't have to go to Chief Joe Elementary to be a part of the program, but that is where it's located. So you had asked about parent involvement. The parents would be responsible for getting them to and from that program.
Okay.
But there's only 24 open spots, and it's done at a lottery draw. So those kids need to get those forms if they're interested in participating. They need to get those in by January 28th. Mm-hmm. All of our advanced programs, other than Shannon, are run with volunteer help. And she gets volunteers from Malmstrom, Montana Air National Guard, Great Falls Public Schools, obviously the Fairfield Public Schools for the one that's run out there. And then Toro College of Osteopathic Medicine has also had some volunteers help out. If you're listening and you would like to be a volunteer at the Chief Joe one, you could get in touch with Shannon at Starbase Advanced, all one word, lowercase, at mt.gov.
All right. Good deal. Lots of information there. So get involved. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And one last thing, if there are any surrounding schools that would like to get on our schedule for next year, it is tight and it is limited, but we're going to start putting that schedule together, and they could call our office at 406-791-0806 and ask for Taryn.
Okay, good deal. All righty, sir. Anything else?
I think that pretty much covers it. I appreciate you letting us come in and talk with everybody. If people do want to know more about the Starbase program, they could go to the website dma.mt.gov/Starbase. There's some information on there about our program, and then they can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
I like it. All right, good deal. Well, thank you, Blaine, for what you and your crew do in our community. We appreciate you guys very much, and I look forward to seeing what you're going to bring next time.
All right, appreciate it.
You betcha. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too.
You bet. That's been Hot Topics right here on The Wolf.